You're listening to Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Good morning. The Accidentals kicked off another tour last night with a sold-out show in Leland. The band from Traverse City had a unique request for the 150 people in attendance. Help pick the songs for their next album. The Accidentals broke out 16 new songs at the Old Art Building last night, but that is not the ideal number to put on a new album. So they turned to their fans for help.
We've had this idea for a while now.
That's Sav Beist, one of the original members.
Especially since we've always kind of been advocates for getting out the boat and rocking the boat, and we're coming up on the primary, so we were like, well, we'll just give people a practice round.
Here's how it works. Each audience member gets a ballot with the set list. They rank each song on a scale of 1 to 5. The top 11 will go on their upcoming album, Vessel. If that sounds vulnerable, the Accidentals say it is. But it's also helpful. Here's drummer Michael Doss.
People could really surprise us and pick one that we weren't quite looking at as much. And, you know, that's really, really good information in this day and age to kind of, you know what your fans like and have that kind of honest feedback.
No, we don't have a big place. We're living in a suitcase. We're waiting up the storm. Yeah, the pipes are freezing over. It's only getting colder. But we've been keeping warm. Cause look at what we have. We get diamonds out of broken glass. It's just like us. All that we can hold. Bits and pieces might as well be gold, shining in the dust.
Katie Larson, the other founding member of the band, says they've always valued what their fans think, and that's part of the reason they tour so much. Larson says they rely on live shows like this for feedback all the time. The difference here is people are voting.
We really enjoy playing live because we receive that connection and instant feedback from the audience. And that's how most of our albums have been for the last 6 years, is we really test out songs on the road and care about what will make a good show.
So we're hoping this will be the title track, if you guys pick it. Please do, because we made a music video for it and everything. So you go ahead and mark that as one now. Thank you. This one's called Vessel.
Stretches up empty spaces all day long. We'll share the silence where we're done. Cause I'm your vessel and you're my soul.
Larson and Beist recently moved to Nashville, where they've been playing studio sessions and co-writing with other artists. They say the co-writing is new for them. Before moving south, they'd write their music alone. Beist says the collaboration has been eye-opening.
I learned a lot just by being in a couple different writing sessions with different people, and, you know, everybody's doing something different, but at the end of the day, it's all telling a story that, you know, like, millions of people can relate to once they hear it. You know, that's what makes a good song, you know?
The Accidental storytelling struck a chord with April Van Est. She's from Traverse City and says voting for her top songs is actually pretty challenging.
Yeah, it's really hard. I'm sitting here staring at my sheet, not knowing what to do. All of their songs, I feel like I always say, it's like a gut punch with their lyrics. There's always something that hits home in their songs.
The Accidentals have a couple more shows where they'll ask for the audience vote before tallying up the winning songs. Then, later this month, it's on to Austin, Texas, where they'll play at the music festival South by Southwest. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Dan Wanshura.
Concrete. feels like my feet.